So seriously, what else? What has everybody been doing since we last spoke? Because I think on the last podcast we said we'll see you all next week, and that was what, a year and a half ago. So what? Yeah. So what's everybody been doing? Because I do my best to not keep in touch with any of you. So what's any highlights? Anything going on?
I think for me, on a personal level, I think I got engaged.
If you think you have engaged, you got engaged.
So we quit. When did you quit?
Yeah, you got engaged after we left.
Yeah, so I got engaged and now I'm getting married. That's the furthest it's.
You're having a baby, Dave?
Got a baby coming? Yeah.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, I still don't know if it's mine, but I'll raise it.
I saw my beloved team lift an NBA championship.
Ugh. Always trying to work unnecessary shit into the conversation.
Well, you asked what we were up to. Like, there's nothing else that I did.
Is that your highlight? Paul got engaged, I'm having a baby, and your highlight of the last 12 months is what?
Bro, I guarantee you I love LeBron James more than you love your wife.
What are you, Ralph? I don't find that funny. Ralph? I think that's true.
What are you, Ralph?
What
have you been
up
to?
Not much. Hibernating. That's counting it? Down the days till I get to see you again, Dave.
Well, have you realised that since we quit the podcast or stopped doing the podcast, everyone's become a bit more successful?
Yeah. Yeah, like our lives have
definitely
improved.
Yeah. My financial situation has become a little bit difficult since I haven't had the podcast revenues flowing through. That's been the most difficult adjustment I've had to make. Do you know what I mean? The thousands of dollars we were making every week in merchandise,
it is a big adjustment.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the fact that
it's like Henry Hill. You know how he how he was in the witness protection program. It was a massive adjustment compared to the mafia life. That's what it was like with us.
I had to sell my Maserati.
I had to pay for the merchandise. Buy the merchandise and distribute it amongst us.
What'd you do with your t-shirt? Have you still got your t-shirt?
I use it to sleep in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's quite comfortable, actually.
I wear my t-shirt sometimes. I wish I had like an extra large one, but
I think I burnt mine.
Well, don't you usually get extra large and then tailor them to your body?
I usually get extra large, but when they got delivered, somebody else took the extra large.
I'm sorry that I'm bigger than most people and that I needed an extra large to cater for my buns.
Was I the only one that burnt it since we were podcast? I thought there was no hope for this.
All right, everyone, I know a year and a half late, but better late than never, as I always say. Welcome back, Studs Up FC, the football podcast. I'm Dave, with me, Paul. Say hello, Paul.
Good evening, everybody, and it's good to be back.
It's not good to be back. Now, Ralph?
No, mate, speak for yourself. I'm happy to be back.
Ray?
Hi, guys. I don't know if this will last longer than this one time, but it's good to good to talk to you guys again.
What a brilliant way to start the fucking podcast, honestly. I feel like, on a personal level, lots has happened. A lot has happened. You know, baby on the way. Paul's gotten engaged. Ralph's not really done much since we met, and Ray's done even less, really, which is a bit of a shame. But I guess we'll have nothing else to talk about but football, I guess, right? Which is not really what.
Well, you restrict me from talking about useless things, so I guess we're gonna have to.
But even
on a football level, lots happened, right? So before the last time we were on, Jurgen Klopp wasn't Liverpool manager. What a season we picked, by the way, to not do a podcast.
Yeah.
Leicester picking up the trophy.
Well, I think in our last podcast, we were actually discussing Chelsea being shoe-ins for the next title.
And I actually listened to that podcast not long ago, and I did say, Chelsea will almost get relegated. Mourinho will get sacked.
The tongue-in-cheek comments actually came into fruition.
I could not have wished for a better year off. Because it has been an absolute disaster.
I think we had a bet about Bournemouth, remember? Which you didn't pay up, by the way. I think every bet that I make, no one ever pays out. But
two
anyway.
And a half minutes in, and Ralph's brought up a bet that no one's paid. Honestly.
What are we up to? What are we up to now?
You made it up. No one bet you about Bournemouth. No one made a bet with you about Bournemouth.
You know what? If we had more fans, I'm sure one of our fans would run in now.
Yeah.
Is someone tweeting right now? Is anyone
actually funny you said that though. We had a few people jump on the Facebook page going, "Where are you guys? What's going on?"
Which is good.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Yeah.
We had a few comments. But you know what as well that upset me that we didn't get to discuss during the season? The master of philosophy got sacked.
Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal lost his job.
Not a bad
one. A year too late, man.
You think so?
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Fourth spot the year before.
Do you think David Moyes would have done better?
No, there's another one that Dave was talking about, the new Messiah, Van Gaal. He was going to be the saviour of Man United. How did that turn out for you, Dave?
Did I say that?
You did say that.
I'd have to go back and have a listen.
You did say that. probably in our first season.
It's strange because I don't usually
you were talking about how great of a manager he was, and I was telling you during the World Cup how I was predicting him to fail.
I was the only person that said Louis van Gaal will be a success at Man United.
No, I think all Ray the evidence pointed as well.
To after his World Cup.
I think Ray liked him as a person more than he liked him as a manager.
Yeah, as a personality.
Yeah, as a personality, he was good.
You know? He was charismatic. You got to give him that.
One thing I could never pick with Van Gaal is whether he was fat or skinny.
No,
because he'd turn up to a game looking like he's just eaten a couple hamburgers, and sometimes he'd turn up to the game.
It literally looks like his head's attached to his neck, not like as if there's a neck there, attached to his shoulder. Sorry, it just goes straight down.
Have you ever watched that cartoon? Have you ever watched Austin Powers?
It's like Beavis and Butthead.
Have you ever watched Austin Powers? I think it was the third part where fat bastard turns up at the end and he's lost all this weight in his neck because of the vagina. He looks exactly like fat bastard.
Oh, so Leicester picked up the trophy, which was, nobody would have picked that. 5,001 odds? Was 5,001 odds?
Vardy had a fucking party.
5,001.
Yeah. And now that team, they've done all right, actually. I thought they'd be picked apart by now, but Vardy's staying. Mahrez is still a bit of a speculation. He might go.
They lost their engine in the middle.
Kante's gone.
Kante's gone. That's a big loss.
Kante was probably their biggest loss, in my opinion. And I think testimony of that was the 4-0 loss to PSG this last week.
First taste of Champions League type football, I guess.
Yeah.
As a Champions League team.
They got hammered. So.
But yeah, Jurgen Klopp joining Liverpool. Made it to 2 cup finals. Choked in both of them. But hopefully big things to come this season, I guess.
From a Liverpool perspective.
He does make us laugh, though. He's the new charismatic sort of personality that we lost with Van Gaal. It's been replaced with Klopp.
He is the best manager I think we could have gotten. And that's why I think after the first season, they locked him down to a 6-year contract. Because it's like, if we can't do it with Klopp, we can't do it with anybody, really.
Well, speaking of managers, you were speaking about it before, Paulie. We're the top 7, I mean, they're probably the top 7 managers in the world at the moment.
Yeah,
excluding, setting aside Carlo Ancelotti and maybe Diego Simeone, that's basically it.
I've got money
I'd
on,
say the rest of the 7 would
I'm
be
willing
more
to put
the
money
League.
On Conte getting sacked probably at 6 months in.
All right. Do you want to actually bet this one?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. I reckon Chelsea will win the league.
Really?
Yep. I don't know. Are we talking about winning the league?
Since you brought it up.
I have never gone into so many... I've gone into so many off seasons at Chelsea. I'm like, is this it? There's just so much positivity going around with Conte. Conte's going to be the type where, like you said, he's going to either get sacked after 6 months or he's absolutely going to do things that people could not believe what he's done. There's just something about Conte. I've been listening to all of his press conferences. I've been watching the games that we're playing. I've watched all the Chelsea friendlies. We didn't turn up against the Real Madrid game, albeit a friendly, but there's something about that Chelsea team that looks like everyone is ready to go. I don't know what it is. Maybe people are just, the players want to get back at what happened last season. There's a new lease of life there. You're right. You did tell me earlier in the week, Dave, that there are a couple of people that don't look bothered. And you're right. There are one or two. I can name them. Nemanja Matic being one. Diego Costa being another one. But other players, I got this sense that I've got a real positive feeling about them.
The two players that might be leaving.
I was going to say, I reckon Costa's going, man.
Yeah, you're right. And I just got this real positive feel about Chelsea. Like, it's going to be hard because there's so much competition now. You know, with Guardiola at City and Mourinho back in United.
Back at United.
Landing his dream job.
We haven't even
job.
Mentioned that, have we?
I know. How do you feel about that, Paul, before we get on to Ray?
He's gutted.
3 months ago, I would have been gutted. 3 months ago, I would have been gutted, but now I've just seen past it. I've pulled down the Mourinho.
You're a jersey burner.
Look, at the end of the day, Ralph once told me this, love is blind, man. So he's there. I loved him. He's a great manager. He always will be a great manager, Mourinho. He'll always be a top manager. But
in which context was I talking about love being blind? I think I'm talking about Robin Van Persie.
Robin Van Persie. And that's the thing. Mourinho, great manager to sum him up. But for me, he's not United now, so he's not a favourite of mine anymore. Simple.
All right. Are you optimistic about the season?
He should be. I mean, he doesn't have the best track record in his first season, but... Like Van Gaal, he's a bit of a character. He gives you good press conferences. He's a bit stubborn. He's very arrogant, but he can be charismatic.
What do you reckon about his purchases?
He's already come in and bang, 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 bang. Mkhitaryan, bang. $40 million for a defender I've never heard of, Bally.
Eric Bell?
Yeah.
He's good.
Another bang. I've never seen him play. I'm going to be honest. I've never seen him play. I don't know how he'll go.
Dave hasn't seen him play. He's just going to pretend that he has.
No. Well, okay.
Just for the sake of this podcast.
The legend, Ibrahimovic?
And the big one, yeah, Zlatan on a free on £200,000 a week.
Well, that's not the big one. The big one is potentially coming. That ridiculous $100 million transfer, £100 million transfer for Paul Pogba. He's not worth $100 million.
I think he's worth every penny and then some.
Why? No, honestly, though, why? Why?
I agree with you here, Dave. I mean, you want to pay $115 million for a player. You don't want to sign someone that's had 128 appearances for Juventus and scored 28 goals. You know, you want someone that's going to change the game, someone that's going to bring in 20 or 30 goals a season, you know? You're paying $115 million for the likes of Ronaldo or Messi, that's 100% justified. You pay $115 million for a player of Pogba's sort of credentials, you know? You're not talking about an attacking threat, you know? You're not talking about someone that's going to completely change the game with one flick of his ankle or whatever. I'm sorry, Ray. You can't justify spending that much money for a player that's really... Like, don't get me wrong. He's a fantastic player. I'd love to have him at Arsenal. But I think $115 million is a fucking disgrace. And I think football in general, when it comes to money, is a disgrace.
The thing is with Pogba as well, I was saying, is that I feel like you're not buying an actual ready-made player. You're buying potential. And you don't know what that potential is going to be like. When Real Madrid bought Gareth Bale... And when Real Madrid bought Ronaldo, they bought Kaká. They bought players that already established world-class footballers. You knew what you were going to get.
Yeah, but dude, Paul Pogba's won
for me
titles, man. Like I think there's a part of it that's established. I just don't think it's 100 million.
No,
I think he's already an established player. For me, when I watch him play, I think he's a mixture of Patrick Vieira and who was that other? Yaya Toure, exactly, Paul. Yeah, and he's young. He's not old, so he can be a great franchise cornerstone. That'll be there for the next 10 years that you can build around. I mean, he might not be the flashy scorer that Ronaldo or Bale or Messi are, but he can hold the ball, he can dictate the tempo, he can tackle, he can get forward, and he can score some goals. And he's going to be around for a fucking very long time.
Will he be the star of that Man United squad?
Yeah, he will be.
So you think he'll be the focal point of their attack, the focal point of their defence, the focal point of... The heartbeat of the Man United squad.
Yeah. Admittedly,
for $115 million, that would have to be what he is.
Admittedly, he plays a similar type of role for Juventus. The problem is that players like that in the middle of the park that aren't like, would Zidane be worth? Now, Pogba's not Zidane, but would Zidane be worth $100 million?
Exactly right. Let's compare him to Zidane. You know, Zidane's transfer fee was $47 million. Okay. Obviously, if you take into account inflation, conservatively, $47 million would be equivalent to about, what, $75-70 million today?
I don't know.
Talking conservatively, right? There hasn't been that much inflation since Ronaldo's move, and that was $80 million. And we're talking... obviously, we're talking about finances, so let's use financial terms.
2.5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, work it out. But, you know, when Ronaldo moved to Real Madrid, it was $80 million. You know, it was something that shocked the world at $80 million. Now, $80 million is what you would pay to get Gonzalo Higuain, for example.
Oh, that's right.
You know, if we're going to talk about shit transfers, there's another one.
But the thing is, Robert, these players, they've got numbers, goals, game in, game out, goals, goals, goals.
The other thing is, you have to look at the new TV deal that came in. Was it last year or this year?
This year.
$5 billion. Teams are willing to pay $30 million for Troy Deeney without batting a fucking eye. Like that's the climate we live in now.
Yeah.
And this poor Pogba will be 100 to 120 million. I guarantee you, he'll get broken in the next 3 years by some other player that you won't believe.
It's going that way.
No, I understand what you're saying, Ray, but I'm talking about how...
It's probably a statement purchase, really. It's like we're Manchester United, we're back on the map. You know, we made a mistake with Pogba, we're buying it. We can afford to buy him back.
I'm sorry.
Bringing him back.
Well, anyway, let me go... Sorry, Paul. Let me go back to Ibra. Apparently, his jersey sales in the first week have made £79 million.
Well, there's
so there you go. There's your money
Pogba
for Pogba.
Yeah.
Is it about that? Is it about that for me? I feel like United now, since this, have sort of lost a bit of its class. Because everyone knew Manchester United as that classy football club. They stuck by their managers. They were all about youth. They've developed so many legends over the years. I hate saying this because everyone knows my feelings towards United. But at the end of the day, they're a great football club. Since in the last 6 months, they've lost their class. They offered David Moyes a six-month contract.
I think it's been more than last
6 months.
6 months.
10 months, he survived. He was gone, sorry, after 10 months. Louis van Gaal, 3-year contract. 2 years down the track, gone. Mourinho comes in, great manager. I love him. But at the end of the day, he got rid of Giggs to bring in his own team. So there he goes. There's another Man United legend gone when he was trying to do whatever he can to become a manager. They're spending stupid money on Paul Pogba, albeit he's a great player, and they're spending money on him. For me, one of the most overrated players in world football, in Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Eric Bailey's a great signing, and I'm pretty sure they're going to make other great signings, but Zlatan Ibrahimovic, for me, is just a marketing ploy. Everyone's forgotten about Man United over the last 3 years since Ferguson's gone. Zlatan Ibrahimovic comes in and everyone's talking about United again. Paul Pogba, same thing. Everyone's talking about United again. Mourinho comes in, everyone's talking about United again. People have forgotten about Manchester City because now Manchester United, because City have come up and City have taken over.
I think United will do a job this season, to be honest. I think they've bought players where they've needed them. I think they need a player like Pogba because in the strength in the middle of the park they've lacked that in the last few years. They lack a target man up front, a good striker, a consistent, dependable striker up front. Defence has been a weak spot for them. You know, no more Paddy McNair, which is brilliant.
What about Donald Love?
The thing is, they've had to buy their way back into the arena, right? They've had to spend shitloads of money where traditionally they probably haven't had to do that because they've had the class of Alex Ferguson.
No more class of 92.
Just the fact that Moyes set them back and then Van Gaal started purchasing and again set them back. And now they've got Mourinho, who is the ultimate, you know, transfer market manager. He's probably going to... They might as well shut the academy doors because I don't think there's been a club that Mourinho's been at where he's fostered a lot of youth coming through, to be perfectly frank.
You say that, Dave, but Chelsea have dominated the youth leagues for the last few years.
They loan out more players than any club in history.
Yeah, well, and there's nothing wrong with that.
They have 417 players on
loan. That's one thing I respect Chelsea for, the fact that they are still about raising youth.
Where do you see them? Name me one Chelsea player besides Ruben Loftus-Cheek who's actually finally starting to get a go on this team.
Zuma?
Zuma came from Saint Etienne. They've all been, all these Chelsea players that I watch on Chelsea TV, smash Man United under 18s, 8-0. Even like the ladies. We win all these youth competitions, but I don't see any of them in the first team. For me, the only manager that ever tried to give a youth a go at Chelsea was Carlo Ancelotti. He had talent right in front of him, but still gave the youngsters a go. Would still always try to give him a go in the youth leagues. Remember Josh McKickrin? He was one of the players. He got sacked. Alan Ancelotti got sacked.
Where did he end up anyway?
He went to Middlesbrough. He went to this team. And that team has been around worse than Studs Up FC. But, like,
hey, we've been loyal to REC Studios. Thank you very much.
Guardiola at City.
Wow.
It's a big, big, big hit too, huh?
Where's it end?
I don't know.
These rivalries are
I'm talking
be
about
epic.
With the managers, you know.
I don't know.
We're talking about Klopp. Big statement. We're talking about Mourinho. Big statement. Guardiola, even bigger statement. Oh, fuck me.
Guardiola's made some good purchases as well. Gundogan's come in.
They're really flying under the radar, Man City.
It's been the focus on Man United.
Yeah, right? But Mourinho is that type of manager. He wants to make it all about him. He likes taking it, bringing all the spotlight on him to take it away from the players. That's actually one thing I like about him. Even though I hate him as a manager and I hate him as a person, I think he's a fuckwit. But he does things the right way in terms of getting the spotlight away from the players. So even if they do act up or whatever they do, no one's going to know about it because he makes it about him.
Yeah.
Guardiola's just completely flying under the radar. And, I mean, I know we spoke about Man United being a good shout at the title. Paulie's saying Chelsea's his tip for the title. My tip's Man City.
With Guardiola.
With Guardiola. I think they're going to do great things, as much as I hate to say it. But
they've still got a weakness in defence, though.
Guardiola has historically brought defensive midfielders and played them as centre backs because his focus is about holding the ball and winning the ball back as quickly as possible.
So Fernandinho into centre back,
possibly. Look what he did with Mascherano; he turned him into one of the best centre backs in the world.
Yeah,
and no one would have even thought of him as a centre back before Guardiola, so. He's just got a very different system, you know. He brought Philip Lahm into defensive mid. You know, who would have thought of that? He's the top person that would, I guess, create a contingency plan when, you know, he might be lacking certain players. He sort of focuses more on the X-factor players and then makes do with everyone else.
Yeah.
So
Sergio Aguero, left-back, probably would be good.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? What could happen.
He's already said Fernandinho is my main player in this team. He's got some love for Nandinho. But you're right. Look, Guardiola, everyone knows him as a manager. But do you get the sense that now he's actually facing competition? You know, now he's left the likes of Barcelona, where all he had to verse was Real Madrid. He left Bayern Munich, where he didn't need to verse anyone, really. And in the Champions League, where the real teams came along, he couldn't deliver. He'd done it for Barcelona because you had Messi in your prime. You had Pedro back then, and you had all these players.
Pedro! Out of everybody you could have picked that Barcelona squad, it was from Messi. You got Messi, you got Pedro.
Hey, Dave, would you take him at Liverpool?
Unbelievable.
You take him at Liverpool, so shut up.
We tried to a couple of seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but hold on a second. He goes from Messi to Pedro. I reckon,
what's wrong with Pedro?
They had Alexander Hleb. Alex Song. Oh, mate, just the legends. Legends of the game. Absolutely.
All the Arsenal legends.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So, and he's just coming out to Man City where I'm hoping he's going to not win the title, but it's a good chance.
It's a very good point, actually. It's the first time
It's so hard to pick. Like, this has been a Premier League season where you don't know. Is Leicester City going to do the same thing?
Maybe Middlesbrough comes up and shocks the world.
Hey, Middlesbrough's made some good purchases. Alvaro Negredo, they got Valdez in goals. They've got some good players, man.
Cast-offs from other teams. Alvaro Negredo had a...
Negredo's a good player, man.
I think he had an all right time at City, man.
Yeah. Mancini didn't really like him.
Yeah.
That was a very weird transfer when they got rid of Negredo, wasn't he? They were calling him the Beast. He was scoring goals.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Do they still have Bonny?
Yep.
He was a flop.
They've put him in the youth team, I think.
He's not really a flop. He's just... Hasn't really had a chance. I mean, when you got one of the best strikers in the world ahead of you, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, but that'll change when they move Aguero to left back. I'm telling you, Bonny will get his chance up front.
I always wanted Aguero at left back.
Well, wasn't it Bonny's dream to play for Manchester City when they were in Division 2?
Yeah, it was his dream.
Apparently, yeah.
It's his dream.
Everyone's dream.
It's everyone's dreams whenever they transfer to a new club. Granit Xhaka was talking about it being his dream to go to Arsenal.
Who dreams of finishing fourth every season?
It was Graziano Pelle's dream to play in China.
What's with this joke about finishing fourth? The last season we finished second.
The season before
we finished third.
Yeah.
And then the season before that, and before that, and before that, and before that, we finished fourth.
What about Liverpool?
Fourth. At best, I said. I don't think.
Dave, you got no chance.
We still got gaps. At best, I would say, at best, we can aim for fourth. I think we're still probably a season or two away from.
Yeah, I think even Arsenal will struggle to finish.
The thing is, Jurgen Klopp will not go out and buy a £30 million player. He came out the other day and said £100 million for a single player is ridiculous. What if Paul Pogba gets injured? If he does get injured, you know, there goes your money down the drain. The thing is, though, he would never do that. All of the top players at Dortmund when he had them weren't big names when he bought them. They either came through the ranks or he bought them as lesser known names and transformed them into good players. And I think he's going to aim to do the same thing with Liverpool, which is why
He said it already. He said, I've got all the players that I want now. He said, all the players I didn't want, I got rid of.
Yep.
All the players that I wanted to keep,
I've kept. But he
hasn't
really got rid of him. No, that's a lie, right? There's no chance he wants Balotelli. He hasn't got rid of him yet. He wants to probably get rid of Lucas.
He got rid of Ibe?
Yeah, he got rid of Ibe. £15 million for Ibe.
It's not a bad transfer.
Brilliant business. But the thing is, he's still got players in that squad that I think are on the fringes, you know?
Do you want to take Walcott off our hands?
A couple of seasons ago, maybe.
I'll take him now at Chelsea.
Now?
What? I like Walcott. I've always liked Walcott.
What did they do with Pato?
You only like him because he decides to play well against Chelsea. It's the only team he plays well against. I don't know why.
The thing is, though, with Liverpool, it's going to be, again, a season of, I think we'll have some good runs in the cup competitions, and we'll make a fist of getting to the top four. But, I mean, the competition...
You'll get a few scalps like you always do. Liverpool always managed to get the big teams and then lose to the likes of Bournemouth and Watford, etc.
Yeah. I mean, Tottenham really haven't done much. I mean, I would have expected them to capitalise on last season's finish. I mean, yeah, it was disappointing the last few games, but still, this is an opportunity for them to take another step up, and I don't think they've been that active in the transfer market.
Do they need to be? Look at the players they've got. They've got so many young
talent.
They've got Dele Alli, they've got Dyer, they've got Mason, they've got all these young players coming in the ranks, and they're such a good squad. They don't need to be. They don't need to. Just because you've had a successful season doesn't mean you need to go out and purchase again and again.
You don't have
again.
To purchase everything. It's just about standing still, right? You think about the players that you just named now. Dele Alli, Dyer, you're looking at Harry Kane. These players are probably exhausted after, you know, their monumental efforts at Euro 2016. They're probably exhausted. Don't get me started on that.
Monumental efforts of the planners as well. And
one of the worst international tournaments I have ever had the you know...
Well, you say one of the worst. Like, what would you compare it to? What would
probably
be worse?
Year 2000. Well, which one was the one? That Greece one was it 8 or 4?
2004.
Yeah, that was a disgrace. The last World Cup wasn't necessarily wasn't really like it was okay.
I'm pretty sure this was the worst by far.
By far.
Were Portugal in the lead in the whole competition for like 73 minutes?
They won one game within 90 minutes. See, the thing is with... Right, okay, so we're on Euro 2016 now, right? If you think about... A lot of people have been going, what?
I'm just looking at Ray. Ray's just standing there waiting for his turn.
Turn for
does anyone want to let Ray talk? Or
no, are you into etiquette now? Or jump in when you want?
I'm smiling. No,
he's not saying anything. I'm just looking at him.
I'm admiring Ralph.
Personally, I thought you were asleep. I didn't want to wake you up. I didn't want to be too loud. The thing is, the people say that Portugal deserved to win, and they did because Portugal didn't deserve to win. But
why?
They did. Hold on.
Why do they deserve to win?
Well, because they won.
They didn't even deserve to be in the round of
Well, that's one
round.
Issue, right? So the bloated competition, I don't think, served anybody. Like, the fact that all you had to do to make it through the next round was not lose is, I think, pretty shit. But they deserve to win because they won. I guess from a football appetite perspective, they didn't deserve to win because it's ugly to watch that type of football. And, I mean, you had a couple of moments through Euros. You know, you had Iceland and you know, Wales had a good run. A lot of good moments popped up, but one of the shittest tournaments that I've ever had the bad luck to witness, pretty much.
Yeah, it wasn't good on the gambling pop either.
That's what we waited for 20 minutes. That's what we waited for. Brilliant.
It was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
You think your team's going to win 2-1, or, you know, you're backing overs, and every game was fucking unders. It was all 1-0, 2-0.
Yeah, rubbish. That Croatia-Portugal game was one of the worst 90 minutes of football ever.
That was such a letdown.
Ever.
Not a letdown because Portugal ended up winning it, but Croatia were just showing so much promise.
Yeah.
For them to just capitulate at that
game.
And
then game, you had that disaster of penalty shootout between Italy and Germany.
Zaza.
Yeah. Amongst Graziano Pelle's penalty was garbage. Zaza's was unreal.
Graziano Pelle was pointing at Joe Hart saying, I'm going to kick it there. He kicked it there, just it didn't actually go where he wanted it to, that's all. But, you know, just, again, arrogance doesn't always pay off.
Yeah, I wish that was 4 weeks of my life I can have back.
And England.
Fuck. Another tournament.
But
a
Hodgson
new golden
really
generation.
Really balls this one up, man. I mean, honestly, he made so many mistakes. He rested too many. I mean, Iceland, he completely underestimated them. And even when they went behind, they just showed nothing. I mean, a lot of them, I reckon, were exhausted. Grueling Premier League season. But still, like, it's just that... And now, Big Sam has come in.
Sam Aladici.
The walrus. How long have we had him in for?
What's the point of that? What's the point?
I think it's something different.
You know what? I think they should have signed Arsene Wenger. I think Arsene Wenger has had his time at Arsenal. I think... I'm not a Wenger out brigade. I'm not a Wenger in. I'm sort of sitting on the fence. But he needs a change. Arsenal needs a change. England need a change. England need to start playing some decent football. And Arsene Wenger is a sort of man that can really transform a team.
But let's assume
I think he would have been good.
Let's assume they couldn't have got him because he's at Arsenal. You think about evaluating managers?
No, he wouldn't have. Obviously, Arsene Wenger would never, ever back out of a contract. But... Wait until next year. Put an interim manager in,
but
you know?
They don't want, the FA don't want a foreign manager. They want English manager. I know there's not many. They were going to even consider Eddie Howe, the geography teacher. But,
well, Gus Hiddink would have been good.
Yeah, but they want someone English.
He just said they want
someone
English.
Sam Aladici because Sam Aladici.
I know he said it would, but he's still like a valuable manager. Why English?
Because Sam Aladici is something different. Everyone's used to the whole big names who have done wonderful things. We all know Sam Aladici's shit.
Yeah, well, let's...
Sam Aladici. Maybe he'll pick something else.
Is there any chance
team.
That JJ Koch is English?
Well, he would have brought him already if he was.
Sam Aladici's never been relegated. Maybe been relegated once for Bolton.
I think we're quite confident that England won't get relegated under Sam Aladici.
No,
maybe they'll finish fifth in the qualifiers, not sixth.
Yeah, I don't see that appointment lasting too long, to be honest.
But then who can they bring in if they get rid of Aladici?
Honestly,
Steve Bruce, like Ryan Giggs.
Glenn Hoddle.
That's what they all want. Yep, I have a few. Friends of mine that are English through and through. They've told me that they will do anything back to get Glenn Hoddle back because he was the only manager that had the right vision, the right players, everything to work with. But the FA never gave him a chance. They just did not like him.
He was the '98 World Cup manager, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, what's he done?
'98 was Sven Goran Eriksson.
Well, what would you think? What would you think we'd know that, right?
2002. Or
because 6. I know that.
What would you think we'd know that? What are we?
We should probably know this, considering we're doing a podcast.
Yeah,
we are a football podcast. But Glenn Hoddle's done nothing since he got sacked from Tottenham, was it?
Yeah, but maybe this turns out to be a good signing because if you think about Chris Coleman, who was never really anything much when he was at Fulham,
and then came
into the Wales side and he's really like gelled them together. And maybe Sam can bring that to the English side because they still, I think, lack that team cohesion. And I think that that's going to be the number one quality that takes them the next level. Because they don't have the...
98, sorry.
Quick Google search?
Yeah.
They don't have...
We're being resourceful.
They don't have the technical capability of a lot of their counterparts across Europe. So this is going to be... It's going to be about team spirit. It's going to be about effort, running more and harder than the other team, which is really where Iceland sort of...
So nothing like Studs Up FC.
What?
Yeah, no, nothing like pulling together. Like, exactly.
One thing he will bring is cheeseburgers and a lot of them.
And chewing gum like Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can really go for a cheeseburger.
Do you want to just go for a cheeseburger then? Let's knock it on the head. How long have we been on the air?
About 30 minutes. Should we call it quits and go get a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry. Do you want to call it quits, get a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Just the Premier League season hasn't started yet, so let's be honest. It starts in 2 weeks. I'm not talking about the Euros, so I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, let's stop talking about that shit. Yes. Let's talk about, all right, top four, Paulie. Hit me with it.
In a specific order?
Yeah, in a specific order.
First to fourth.
Fuck it. Chelsea, top. City, second. Arsenal, third. United, fourth. Very, very typical. And if you want to know where Liverpool finishes, seventh.
Dave?
I've got...
Speechless!
I've got...
What, you seriously think that Liverpool...
City?
Here we go.
City first. Manchester United second. Chelsea third. Liverpool fourth. I think Arsenal miss out. And I'll tell you why. Because we haven't spoken about Arsenal today much. They've done, aside from that early momentum they gained by signing Granit Xhaka, they've done nothing.
It's still early days. They've got a couple of prospects.
We've got 4 weeks left of the transfer window.
4 weeks, yeah.
How many?
Arsene Wenger's the complete opposite of Mourinho. Mourinho likes to get his business done early. Arsene Wenger will buy one or two players early and buy the rest of them at the end when he feels necessary. When he has absolutely no option.
Arsenal fan test. The name of the Japanese player they signed. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Hakuna Matata.
No, it's not.
Asano.
Yeah.
Takuma Asano.
I mean, look, I'm saying it before they sign. I mean, if they go out and sign, you know, they steal a march on Man United and bid £1 extra for Pogba.
Imagine that.
I mean, but the thing is, I just can't. Maybe this is the year that they miss out on fourth and Wenger leaves.
Ray?
Oh, first, I've got City. Second, I've got United. Third, I've got Stoke. And fourth, I've got Chelsea.
Is Stoke going to be a bolter, Ray?
Well, after... I think so.
Ray, your phone's gone off. Do you just want to answer it?
Yeah, sorry. My bad. It's on silent. My wrist is ringing. Yeah, Stoke will be my bolter.
Have Stoke made any signings?
I don't care. This is the year they don't come 10th.
They do have some good players, though. I mean, you've got Arnautovic, you've got Bojan Krkić, you've got Shaqiri.
He had a decent Euros. No, he didn't. Yeah. Aside from that one goal.
The one goal.
So Stoke
Ibrahim Afellay as well.
Good to see you taking it seriously, hey?
What do I do?
Unbelievable.
Ralph?
Well, I actually legitimately think Stoke are going to do well.
No, you don't. Go back to sleep.
Well, no one predicted Leicester.
Yeah.
Even though no one predicted because there was no podcast, but they still won the league.
They've lost
Ngala. I predicted Leicester.
They've lost Ngala Kante. Mahrez will probably leave. Mahrez looks like he's leaving. He looks unsettled at the very least. The speculation that he might be going to Arsenal, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I think Arsene Wenger has finally had enough for Walcott, so...
Mahrez is a replacement, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he's going to be a replacement for Walcott. It's a possibility. And look, my top four rests on the shoulders of Arsenal's transfer business. I still think we'll finish fourth, so I'm going to go opposite. I'll start off with fourth. I think we'll finish fourth. If we do sign a striker, a world-class striker, like I'm talking the likes of Aguero, the likes of Suarez, you know, of that level, which is impossible, I think we'll probably win it. But without them, we'll finish fourth. I mean, we're perennial underachievers, and it's going to continue. Third, I'm going to go with Chelsea. I'm going to go with Man United second and Man City first.
No Tottenham, no Leicester.
Leicester's not.
I think Tottenham. I think Tottenham will finish fifth this year. Leicester's back to normal.
We've had so many good teams come up as well, though. We've got to realise that it's not only up top; it's also enjoyable down the bottom.
Mark my words. Keep a lookout for Middlesbrough.
Was that honestly a sexual innuendo by Paul?
Yes, potentially. So,
yeah.
All right, let's go. A quick one. Ralph, you said your bolter's Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Ray, do you have a bolter? Stoke. Dave, bolter?
That's a pretty big bolter. They're finishing third, according to you, pretty much.
Yeah, from 10th to 3rd.
I'd have to say Middlesbrough as well. The transfer business makes them really exciting.
My bolter is Everton just survive relegation.
Ooh. Robert Koeman.
Yep.
Do you reckon they'll lose Lukaku?
They will lose Lukaku.
We haven't mentioned the fact that Koeman went to Everton. There's another good manager that's had a bit of a step up.
They will lose John Stones. They will lose Lukaku.
Oh, someone explain John Stones to me, please.
I think I was explaining it to you before,
Dave. What is the 40 million, 50 million? Why?
As I said before, with Guardiola. Guardiola likes his defenders to have tactical, you know.
Yeah, but when he puts Aguero at left back, it's going to solve all his problems about ball play.
Can you stop bringing that up and being serious?
What I'm saying is, why buy John Stones? It doesn't matter. I don't understand 50 minutes.
He's very good. He's very good on the ball. Okay, he didn't have the best season last year. Jose Mourinho saw something in him. He wanted to bid 50 million
Everyone
for him.
Everyone sees something in him.
He's young English back that's showing a lot of promise, a lot of potential. He's the perfect type of signing for Guardiola. Someone that's good on the ball, someone that's going to integrate.
Well, very similar to Pique.
Similar to Mascherano, that sort of player.
Yeah, but what was the transfer of Pique to Barcelona?
I don't know, but you want to know.
Back to Barcelona.
You want the real reason why Guardiola wants John Stones?
No.
Go through their starting lineup. How many Englishmen are there besides Joe Hart? Don't they need to fill the quota?
You think that's what it is?
They got Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, they got Raheem Sterling.
That's two.
Sinclair.
See, Ray,
still
that's
there?
Why you're the best member of the FC.
No, Sinclair left.
Sinclair's
he went
at Villa.
Villa, that's right.
But the quota doesn't just apply to English players. It's homegrown players.
It's homegrown
quota,
players.
Right?
It has
a lot
to
of
be
those,
eight.
A lot of those players have been in England for a long time.
If they're under 25, it counts as a homegrown player.
Yeah, but Man City's got some young players.
Football Manager tells me a lot of their players are homegrown.
For God's sake.
All right, they need John Stones to fill the quota, and they'll
so
pay
spend 50 million.
They'll pay $50 million.
$50 million to fill the quota
on a decent young player to fill this quota.
I just don't see it. $50 million for a defender is bananas.
It's the constrictive room. If John Stones were $50 million, Pogba's worth $300 million.
They were talking about,
and I'm worth $25.
They were talking about Bonucci, who's one of the best centre-backs in the world, coming for a similar price. That's an established centre-back coming in.
Yeah, but he's 30-something.
Established.
No, he's not.
No, Bonucci's the young Italian fullback. When you say established, what are you comparing him to?
To John Stones.
Yeah, but John Stones has been established in the Premier League for the last 3 years. He's been playing.
Yeah, but
he hasn't been at the sort of level.
Sorry, guys, can we just stop?
So is Richard Dunn. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about established in that they've been in the Premier League for a long time. It's just they're not. Like 50 million. Rio Ferdinand was one of the top defenders in the league, and he's 30 million.
So,
we're going back to inflation here, Dave.
Leonardo Bonucci is an Italian professional footballer who plays as a defender for the Serie A club Juventus and Italian national team, Wikipedia. May 1st, 1987, 29, Viterbo, Italy. Spouse is Martina Macari.
There's a big difference between 29 and 23,
you know,
24.
That's his, is that the one? No, that's
his spouse, his wife, yeah. He's got.
He scored that penalty for Italy as well.
Yeah. So I would
which I found strange.
22 years old.
Why didn't anyone try to bring Chiellini over?
Because they don't leave Italy.
Because what's he about 78?
Yeah, he's old as well. But I like Chiellini.
It's like before.
I think Chiellini was fighting against fighting with Hitler in the Holocaust.
Not those cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I think it's about time. Is there any additional business, guys?
No, I don't think so.
No.
All right, on that note, I'm going to say goodbye from me, Dave.
From me,
Paul.
Dave.
Myself, Ralph.
Goodbye forever from Ray.
Not yet. Let's judge first, see.